30 Martius. We have come to an island called Malta, far north of the African coast. Our fleet is anchored in a bay, so everyone can rest and bring aboard fresh fruit and meat. The water is beautiful, clear emerald green. When I look over the rail, I can see down to the white sandy bottom. Schools of colorful fish dart here and there. To our amazement, we also can see the remains of a ship lying on its side, her mast broken in half. The bottom is littered with vases and amphorae, probably once filled with wine or olive oil from Rome. I wonder if the ship and her crew perished in a storm. Certainly, any slaves in chains would not have survived. The wreckage appears to be shallow enough that we could jump into the water and walk on the soggy remains. So I instructed some of my men to swim down for a closer look, for there could also be treasure or valuables. Neva and I watched from the bow as three sailors dove overboard. They swam down and down and down and still had not reached the bottom. I had counted to 50 when two of the men suddenly began swimming back up to the surface. As they gasped for air, I continued to watch.